Good morning. High pressure crested over the region during the overnight period, and with clear skies and light winds, readings dropped back into the teens and lower 20s, and that's where we are opening up the day today. We'll have a fair amount of sunshine to start off, but as a weak disturbance slides through southern Canada, clouds will gradually increase late this morning and especially this afternoon. Still, a southerly wind will allow readings to climb into the lower to mid 40s on average for afternoon highs. Those clouds will yield a few light scattered rain and snow showers by the end of the day, primarily across the Mohawk Valley and Adirondacks, and then early this evening slide through the Champlain Valley and central and northern Vermont. Very little in the way of precipitation later today, and for tonight, skies will remain mostly cloudy and lows will drop back to around 30. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a deepening storm across the middle of the country as it tracks from the southern high plains through the Midwest and into southern portions of Ontario north of the Great Lakes. On this track, we'll have an increasing southerly wind flow here during the day on Thursday, and clouds will mix with sunshine, but not before temperatures reach into the lower 50s for afternoon highs. As a front draws closer from the Great Lakes in association with this storm, clouds will thicken and there's a good chance of rain showers overnight Thursday night and into the morning on Friday. While Friday will still be quite unsettled with mostly cloudy skies, we'll continue with the southerly and southwesterly wind flow, and temperatures will soar into the upper 50s and lower 60s. As the front pushes through on Friday afternoon, clouds will tend to break up, revealing some sunshine for the latter portion of the day. Behind the system, readings will turn cooler for the weekend. With mostly cloudy skies, it'll be windy with a few rain and snow showers and in the lower 40s on Saturday. And for St. Patrick's Day on Sunday, mostly sunny in the upper 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system will rapidly strengthen in the lee of the Central Rockies and move slowly into the Central Plains today, then track through the Mississippi Valley tomorrow. To the north and west of the low, heavy snow is likely to spread across the Rockies and into the plains. The San Juan Mountains, the Central Rockies, and parts of the Central and Northern Plains are expecting 12 to 18 inches of snow, with isolated amounts of up to 2 feet. The strong system will lead to a tight pressure gradient, which causes high winds. Thus, blizzard warnings have been issued for a large swath of the Central and Northern High Plains. South and east of the storm, rain and thunderstorms will be the main threat. Ahead of a cold front, thunderstorms are likely across the lower Mississippi Valley today, and a slight risk of severe weather is in place. Heavy rain and isolated flash flooding are possible as well in the lower Mississippi and Tennessee valleys. Additionally, the warm air on the east side of the system means precipitation will fall as rain as far north as the upper Mississippi Valley. This area has an extensive snowpack, so flooding is possible as the rain could cause snowmelt. Meanwhile, Tropical Cyclone Idai is located in the Mozambique Channel between Madagascar and Mozambique. The cyclone is moving slowly to the southwest with 110 mph winds. Idai is expected to continue to intensify with peak intensity forecast at 115 mph today and tonight, and landfall is expected along the Mozambique coast tomorrow. At Mount Washington, 120 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 18 degrees with a northwest wind at 23 mph. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 6 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 22 degrees, the dew point 16, 78% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.32 inches and steady. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City sunshine, followed by increasing clouds in the mid-40s, Boston sunny, then clouds with highs in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo cloudy with a few sprinkles and highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 38 degrees, the low 27, the average temperature 33, that's right on normal for this time of year. A trace of precipitation yesterday for the month, 6.2 inches of snow, that's 8-tenths of an inch above normal, and with 52.9 inches for the season, that's 6-tenths of an inch of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 43 degrees, the average low, 24. The record high, 70, set in 2012 and in 1946, and the record low, 6 below zero in 1885. Sunrise this morning, 7:11 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:59 p.m., 11 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, and also for the Southern Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds today with the chance of a few late day showers and highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with a few rain and snow showers tonight with lows in the middle and upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 40s, mostly cloudy tonight in the lower to mid 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the mid 40s, mostly cloudy tonight in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower tonight in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, lower 50s. Showers on Thursday night and Friday morning, breezy and mild with breaks of late-day sunshine in the lower 60s. On Saturday, mostly cloudy and windy, a few rain and snow showers, lower 40s. Mostly sunny, upper 30s on Sunday, and a chance of a few snow showers on Monday with highs back into the 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.